Let me bring in my guests here. We've got Bobby Powell and Timmy Jones from Carolina Blue. Welcome, fellas.
Hey, Joe. Thanks for having us.
Hey, Joe. Good to be here.
Got you guys to sit down and no instruments in your hand. That's unusual.
Yeah. We don't know what to do if we don't have anything to pick.
Yeah.
Timmy's picking his nose over here.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, I had to go there. Well, Bobby usually has a guitar in his hand and singing a little bit, and Timmy has a mandolin in his hand and singing a lot, don't you? Both of y'all sing a lot.
Yeah, quite a bit.
Well, it's good to have you guys here, and I thought, I was thinking about it today, it's Kentucky Derby Day, Kentucky's horse country, and that's going to play in the history of what we're talking about today, which is y'all's new album called Sounds of Kentucky Grass.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
And we're going to tell the folks here in a while what that tie-in is, but I thought that was appropriate since we are, you know, honoring and getting a sneak preview at an album called Sounds of Kentucky Grass here on Derby Day. So y'all can see the parallel there, can't you? I'm not stretching too much. Am I? Okay. Well, let's do a number off this new album. And, folks, this is a world premiere.
That's right. This is the first time it's ever been heard outside of our group is today.
I could tell by their faces they are really proud of this record. And they brought me a special copy. This album hasn't even been pressed yet, has it, boys?
No. Nope.
No, not yet.
But it will be real soon. It's going to be available soon, and we'll talk about that, too. Let's hear us a song off this new album from Carolina Blue. The album's called Sounds of Kentucky Grass, and this is Enoch Still.
I was walking along through the warm summer rain. The fog was heavy on the hill. I saw this old man, he was trying to hide, and he asked me if I would keep still. I'm not able to work, it's a proven fact. This little still I could run, it's kept me alive for many a year. It's kept me from being a bum. It's kept me from being a bum. Son, I've made good liquor half of my life, and I wasn't born yesterday. And if you'll not tell him, you shall smoke through the fog. From the welfare line I can stay. I'm not able to work, it's a proven fact. This little still I could run, it's kept me alive for many a year. It's kept me from being a bum. It's kept me from being a bum. I'm not able to work, it's a proven fact. This little still I could run, it's kept me alive for many a year. It's kept me from being a bum. It's kept me from being a bum.
WNCW, that is brand new, never before heard on the airwaves. Called Enoch Still from Carolina Blue from their forthcoming album, Sounds of Kentucky Grass. In the studio with me, Bobby Powell and Timmy Jones from Carolina Blue. Y'all got something to be proud of here.
Thank you.
Tell us about that. Enoch Still has some history to it. Tell us a bit about the history here and the family history and stuff that goes along with it.
That song was wrote by Lawrence Lane. It's a true story about my great-great-grandpa, Enoch Van Hoosier. I think I'm saying that last name right, but it would have been Lawrence's grandpa, and he was a moonshiner, and Lawrence sort of wrote that song kind of about his life, you know. So
that's true stuff.
True stuff, yeah.
True stuff. And is that a theme that runs through the album, that the historical theme of family ties?
Maybe on a couple songs. There's another song called Take Me Back to Kentucky that's kind of wrote about, you know, where they growed up and you know, how much he loved Kentucky and home and stuff like that. Some of the songs, I guess, that he wrote were probably not all based on actual fact, but a couple, two or three of them were, you know. So,
what was, did you have a plan? What was your concept of going into this record?
Well, I 4 or 5 years ago, I promised my granny that I would do this as a tribute to Lawrence Lane. That was her brother. And she always wanted us to record some of his songs. Are y'all going to do one of Lawrence's songs? That's what she'd always say. So I thought, you know, I'm going to, what do you think about us doing a tribute album to Lawrence? And she, you know, she loved it. And I promised her before she died that she would, that I would do it.
Mm-hmm.
And we finally got it out. So,
well, did he record these songs in the past?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, he recorded all these songs.
And who did, and he played with? Do you have a group?
Lawrence Lane and the Kentucky Grass. That was the name of it.
Okay, yeah. So this is genuine Kentucky Grass we're talking about here.
Yes, sir.
So an appropriate name for the album. You know, I wanted to mention you guys played at our Going Across the Mountain Live concert back in January. And from what I could tell, I don't know what kind of feedback you guys got. I noticed you had a lot of traffic at your merch table and your, you know, your after, your meet and greet with everybody. But I'm telling you, I heard comments all over the place. There was people that weren't as familiar with you guys, but they came away impressed. Is that what y'all got from folks when you talked to them at the concert?
I think so. It was. It's definitely good to be able to sell a lot of albums wherever you go play.
Mm-hmm.
But we got some really good feedback from there. And, you know, like judging by our Facebook page, we were getting lots of new likes and followers on Facebook. So it was a good time. It's always fun to play with Balsam Range, too.
Oh, absolutely. That's what really made the show for me. The two of y'all together, I thought it was just a real complimentary show. It was really good, and I think everybody had a good time.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you saying that.
And we appreciate y'all playing our Going Across the Mountain Live show, because it's a special thing to us here at the radio station. And you and I talked about this album back then. You guys have been working on this album a long time, haven't you?
We've basically released our previous album, or our current album, I should say, Going Home Today, and like a month later, we went in the studio and started cutting tracks for this album. I don't think anybody expected within the band for it to turn out like it did, for it to be like this. All of a sudden, you know, we got signed this year to a label, Poor Mountain Records from West Virginia, and all of a sudden, this album's just kind of exploding, and we're just really proud of it. We've been complimented about having an old sound mm-hmm. to our music, and so we tried to stick with that with triple fiddles. We wanted it to sound like 1950 Bill Monroe, you know, but be brand new music. That was
right.
Kind of our goal.
Well, you guys, you did some rearrangement on some of these songs, didn't you? Some of these older songs.
Yeah.
But you still kept the traditional sound, obviously.
Yeah. Right.
Well, all right. Let's go ahead and play us another one here. This is one called Faded Rose, and this is one that Lawrence wrote.
Yes, sir.
Am I
is.
Right? Okay. I'm talking with Bobby Powell and Timmy Jones of Carolina Blue. They are Transylvania County boys, ain't you? You've over in
born and raised. Yep. Still
just,
live there.
Just over the road, as they say, in Brevard, right?
Yep.
Right up the road.
The woods.
Might see you boys driving a tractor up there sometime.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Right. Off the forthcoming album, we're going to tell you when here in just a little while, Sounds of Kentucky Grass. This is Faded Rose on Going Across the Mountain, Carolina Blue.
Time has come for us to part, dear. The war I know just can't take long. But if it does, love, when I return, we'll make up for the time I'm gone. The time has long been since we parted. The tears I've shed, nobody knows. Me from her gray faded rose. I just can't see. Why I have to live so long.
in heaven I'll ever have to sing this song. The time has long been since we parted. The tears I've shed, nobody knows. Now all I have left, although she loved me, from her grave, faded rose. The time has long been since we parted. The tears I've shed, nobody knows. Now all I have left, although she loved me, from her grave, faded rose. Now all I have left, although she loved me, from her grave.
WNCW, going across the mountain with brand new music. And matter of fact, it's music that I can't even get my hands on yet, except for this moment right here. That is the new album from Carolina Blue, Sounds of Kentucky Grass. That tune was Faded Rose. And joining me in the studio, Timmy Jones and Bobby Powell, in the band. You guys, you know, y'all got in the band. They let you in to play, right? They've added you to the lineup. Well, I know you guys have worked really hard on these songs, and a lot of them have a special meaning, especially to you, Timmy. That song Lawrence wrote as well, and several songs on here. Mm-hmm. And y'all did some rearranging about it, kind of made them your own?
Yeah. We did.
We didn't do them all exactly the way that Lawrence done them. You know, we kind of added our own sound and our own style.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're a very traditional band. Lawrence was a traditional band, but still everybody's got their own sound and style, you know. Lawrence was popular in the 1970s, and you know, a lot of people from up in that part of the country in Kentucky and Ohio know who he was. But you know, we kind of wanted to bring that sound to a new, you know, a new age, kind of with a new sound, and it's like new songs that people's, you know, they've never heard them before.
Well, you change your arrangement a little bit, and you know, with the modern recording technology and stuff like that, you don't want it to be too shiny, but mm-hmm. you want to keep that, you know, that traditional sound, but still make it sound better than, you know,
that's what we were going for.
Some of the old scratchy and bad microphones and stuff like that.
We did this Faded Rose as a brother duet style. Woody Platt, who's listening, hey man, how you doing, Woody?
Hey Woody.
He encouraged us. We did this on our first album, which he produced, a brother duet, and he said, you guys should do that on every album you record, just because, you know, how many people are doing that now. So we did.
Not everybody can pull it off.
On this one, and we're going to continue to do those brother duet style
mm-hmm.
songs.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. When I listen to y'all's records, I can tell immediately the one you're singing on or one you're singing on or whatever. But when y'all sing together, you know, it's... You know, you go, wow, that's, you know, that goes together really well, kind of like chocolate and peanut butter or something.
I've been putting up with this dude for a long time, 20 years now.
Well, talking about Woody Platt of the Steep Canyon Rangers now, he's had something to do with y'all's coming about, hadn't he?
Yes. Story goes, I took Woody some songs over to his house, some that I'd written and some that our mentor, Roy Chapman, had written, just to try to pitch him a little bit, and we got to pick it around, and he said, Bob, you guys should do this record. And he said, in fact, I'll produce it for you if you'll do it. So that's what happened. We cut the record, and Woody brought a lot of the Rangers in to perform on the record. And we just did it as a fun project. And you guys started playing on WNCW, and folks started calling us for gigs. And we didn't even have a band. So that's
so it was just
formed.
The two of y'all?
Right.
You didn't even have a full band together playing out at that time.
No, we just had guest musicians on the record. So we put together Carolina Blue from that.
Well, you know... Woody's one of those guys, he knows, you know, he can see talent when he hears it. So, I mean, you know, the rest is history, as they say, I guess. I mean,
that's
yeah.
right. He's been a good friend and good, you know, given us a lot of good advice and done a lot to help us.
Well, y'all have sure, you've added on some more fellas to play with you that are awful good, too. You want to talk about them a little bit?
Yeah, you bet. We've
don't talk bad about them or nothing.
Yeah, well, we'll save that for after we're off the air. But I'm just kidding. We've got Reese Combs singing our baritone and playing upright bass in the band. He's been with us for about 10 years.
Yeah.
And James McDowell's our new banjo player. He's been with us a little less than a year from Etowah, North Carolina. And Merle Johnson's currently doing our duties on the fiddle with us. So we're pretty proud of the guys. Probably the best lineup we've had in the band so far.
Well, you guys sounded terrific at the Going Across the Mountain live show, as I said earlier. And I think I think it was a thrill for James. James is an awfully young fella, isn't he, your banjo player?
He is.
But seeing him up there playing with Mark Pruitt at the end of the show there, that was something to see. Because the look on both their faces was so cool.
I've had comments that James looks like a young Mark Pruitt.
Really?
Yes. And a couple of people have said that. But he's got a magnetic personality, smiles all the time. And
he does.
Took him to IBMA, and he got a round of applause for tuning his banjo just because he was smiling while he was doing it.
Well, I mean, I saw that sort of magnetism with the audience down here at the foundation that night as well, you know.
Right.
I think part of it's, you know, you guys are young, and that's adds a dynamic to it right there, you know. But you're right. If you got an electric smile like that sometimes, it really can turn folks on in the audience. But main thing was the show, and that finale was just, that's something I don't think I'll ever forget, because that was really cool. Did y'all have fun doing that?
Oh, man, that's so much fun.
A lot
fun.
Of fun. We want to come back and do it again.
Yeah, we loved it.
Have you had much opportunity like that to play with those guys in Balsam Range before?
We've done a few things with them, not a whole lot. You know, but as we were coming along, I think we've done a couple of shows with them. Did a festival with them last year.
Tim
They're good friends of ours.
You've done some work with Tim Surratt, haven't you, some? Has he worked with y'all at all on anything? Yeah. Maybe just encouraging you.
Yeah,
a lot of advice.
He wrote our liner notes on the previous album, didn't he? Yeah.
Right. And who's writing the liner notes on this brand new album?
Joe Mullins wrote our liner notes. We were wondering who we could get to write these, and we wanted to get somebody that was familiar with Lawrence and his music. And, you know, Joe's been in radio for a long time in Ohio, which is where Lawrence lived. And so I called him up, and he was familiar with Lawrence. He said, "I'd love to write the liner notes." So we're anxious for everybody to get the album and read them. Really good job.
Yeah.
You guys have already seen them there.
Yeah.
Said all good stuff about you, right?
Oh, sure. We cut the bad stuff out about Timmy Days.
Well, he's
cut all that out.
Well, he's a feller named Joe. He can't be but so bad, right? And he's a darn good picker, isn't he?
That's right.
But anyway, we're looking forward to seeing and y'all were talking about making sure you got me my copy of this album, man. Happy birthday to me. I'm looking forward to getting that as well, because I just had a birthday, so it'll be considered something of a present for me. But, of course, looking forward to having it here to play on Saturdays as well. So
absolutely.
Yeah, and I've enjoyed the last album. I played the Ballad of Flem Galloway last hour, because that's one of my favorite tunes off of that album.
Thank you.
Appreciate
that. And we talked about this, too, and y'all talked about it on stage at the show down here. That is kind of a true-to-life story, too, from Transylvania County, isn't it?
It is.
Tell a little bit about that. Everybody wasn't at the concert, but they might like to hear a little backstory about that Flem Galloway.
Well, Flem Galloway, it's actually a true story of a Confederate veteran from our little hometown there, Rosman. His wife died with having their child in childbirth. His wife died. He was brokenhearted, and it was right about the time North Carolina seceded, so he went and joined the war effort in the Army of Northern Virginia, and they thought that he'd lived a charmed life. You know, he'd been in several engagements. He'd fought at Gettysburg. He never got killed or wounded or anything, but like two weeks before 2 weeks before Lee surrendered, I think, he got shot, and he was left for dead on the battlefield. But the bullet just grazed his head. It's kind of knocked him out, I guess you could say. And the Yankees found him and picked him up, and he recovered in a prisoner of war hospital in Washington, D.C. And the story goes that one day Abe Lincoln come in there to visit the troops, and they had Southerners and Northerners in there together alike, you know. And he put his hand on Flem's shoulder and said, "Johnny Reb, how long are you boys going to fight us?" And Flem replied back and said, "Till the mountains fall down or Robert E. Lee commands it." So,
yep.
You know, we kind of wrote that song. It's a true story about, you know, that those were the words that he said to him. So we kind of, when I seen that, I thought, that's a good bluegrass song right there, you know.
Yeah.
So we kind of wrote that song about him.
After I heard you relate that story. I was thinking back to, you know, when I listened to the song many times, a number of times, and I thought, yep, the lyrics of that song, y'all captured that story really well in there.
Thank you.
So that's from their current album that's out. And we're talking with Timmy Jones and Bobby Powell of Carolina Blue here on the radio this afternoon about their new album. And that is going to drop. Well, y'all are having a CD release party. You're going home to celebrate your CD release.
June the 10th. Yeah.
It's the DFR room.
DFR room.
In Brevard, okay. North Carolina.
Yeah.
In Brevard.
7:30. Is that right?
So June 10th, this new album will be out in Brevard, and we'll invite you to check that out. Let's hear us another song from this new album. I believe this is your lead-off single, is it not?
Yeah, this is the first single released by the label. For any DJs listening, it is on AirPlay Direct.
Well, that's good to know. That's a source I use, one of them anyway. This is called Bonnie Goodbye from Carolina Blue on Going Across the Mountain.
Goodbye, Bonnie, goodbye. Goodbye, don't cry, then you'll spoil your eyes. Goodbye, Bonnie, goodbye. My trunk is packed and I'm gone. My trunk is packed and I'm gone. Oh, my trunk is packed and I ain't coming back. My trunk is packed and I'm gone. Goodbye, Bonnie, goodbye. Goodbye, Bonnie, goodbye. Goodbye, don't cry, then you'll spoil your eyes. Goodbye, Bonnie, goodbye. Goodbye, Bonnie, goodbye. Goodbye, don't cry. Then you'll spoil your eyes. Goodbye, Bonnie, goodbye. Goodbye, Bonnie, goodbye. Goodbye, Bonnie, goodbye.
That is the lead-off single. That's their advanced single, as they call it. The new song from their new album, Carolina Blues, Sounds of Kentucky Grass. New album there. And that's Bonnie Goodbye. That is their first release from that. And again, June 10th is the CD release party there in Brevard. We'll tell you more about that. All right, as I mentioned, we're talking with Bobby and Timmy at Carolina Blue. Glad to have you boys here today. And we mentioned earlier in the show, some of y'all will remember, and you hear Carolina Blue here on this program, and you may have seen them live back in January at our Going Across the Mountain live show with Balsam Range. I was really excited about that lineup, and y'all did not disappoint.
Well, thank you. We were excited, too, when we got that call.
I wanted to ask you about, we talked about Woody Platt and how his influence on y'all and how the band's evolved and everything. For y'all personally, and I know the whole band isn't here, but while I got you two guys here, influences on you. Now, I kind of, when you play the Mando, I know you've got a feeling for Big Mon. Is he your man?
Bill Monroe's my favorite. Yeah. Bill Monroe is, I started playing the mandolin when I was 11 years old, and I never could get Mama and them to take me uptown to them people give lessons. So I learned from a Bill Monroe cassette tape that an old preacher friend had give me. It was a bluegrass gospel cassette tape.
Uh-huh.
And I wore that thing out. And finally, I think my grandpa or somebody gave me a Bill Monroe tape of him doing bluegrass, not all gospel. And I went from there, and then I got one of the box CD sets of Bill Monroe's music from the 1950s. Man, I just went crazy. Bill Monroe's always just been my favorite. No other mandolin player. I mean, I've just always loved Bill Monroe. You
know. If I can tell a quick story, Tim's mom told me that she would wake up in the middle of the night, 2-3 o'clock in the morning, and his bedroom light would be on, and she would go in to check on him, and he'd be asleep on the bed with the mandolin, still strapped on, where he'd practiced with that cassette tape until he'd fell asleep.
That's awesome, man. That's dedication. That's why he's the player he is today.
That's right.
So you pretty well taught yourself how to play it.
Yeah, I wished I would have had some lessons. I might have ended up being pretty good, I guess, if I had some lessons. But I had to teach myself what I learned. So.
Well, you know, I wonder if Bill ever had any lessons. You know, you just.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I can't read a lick of music or nothing like that. I don't know nothing about no tab or none of that kind of stuff. I just play by ear, you know.
But so. They tell you what key it's in, you know where to go.
Yeah, I know where to go from there.
Right, you know? Right. Yeah. Bobby, who is some of your influence or influences?
Well, it's hard to say for me because I grew up listening to country music. You know, my family liked country, but I had uncles and on both sides that played, you know, bluegrass, played banjo and guitar. But Roy Chapman has been my big influence in music. He hired me in 2001 into his true bluegrass band. And I worked for Roy for 11 years, even after we got Carolina Blue going, I was working for Roy. So he would be, I guess, my biggest influence that I've had. You know, he was an outstanding fiddle player, but he was equally good on the guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Learned a lot from Roy.
Well, you know, as many other musicians like you guys will say, sit here and say, you know, we make tens of dollars playing bluegrass
tens
music.
Dollars.
That's what, yeah.
I didn't know that much money could be made. We need to start charging more.
But you guys, do you work day jobs as well?
We do.
A lot of them do.
Yeah.
What do you do for?
I'm general manager of a landscape company up in Hendersonville.
Right. And Timmy, what do you do?
I'm actually a part-time farmer.
Part-time farmer.
I do some hay, and I got a few cows. I cut about probably 250 acres of hay.
Wow.
In the summertime. And I've got a small beef cattle operation, so.
That's all right. And that's something you can hang on to, you know.
Yeah, I don't want to get any bigger than that because it's too hard with us performing and stuff.
Even if you got, you know, when you guys get famous and doing 300 dates a year, you can still.
Yeah.
You can.
I may have to cut back on my hay operation if we get, hopefully.
Well, you'd have to hire good people,
yeah.
I suppose. There you go. I haven't mentioned your better half, Timmy, sitting in here. Blake and Joan, she's sitting here, and she's monitoring. The people are texting y'all and messaging you guys through her here while you're on the air. So
yeah, she's actually the one that keeps up with all our social media and our Facebook, and she actually does a lot of booking for the band.
She's our Louise Scruggs.
Yeah.
That's a nice comparison because I know you do work hard. I can tell just by the Facebook activities going on that she works hard, so
helps design the CD covers. I mean, does all that, gets everything laid out, pictures,
combs Timmy's hair.
Our Roy Chapman show that we started doing every year in November, she pretty much puts it on. I mean, she goes around and gets all the sponsorships. So she's our manager. We might ought to start paying her a little bit. I don't know.
She did not. I don't know. It's being humble. Let's do us another song off your new album. What do you think?
Sounds good.
Can you tell me anything? You said her true love now is sleeping. Tell me a little about that song.
This is a song, and if you heard Lawrence doing this song, man, he sounds a lot like Charlie Waller, who, you know, I love the country gentleman. And, of course, we changed it up to suit our style, but it's a really sad ballad.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really beautiful too. The triple fiddle work by David Johnson on our album was just outstanding. And, you know, Joe Mullins really complimented us on our arrangement here. And we're really proud of this one. Her True Love Now is Sleeping.
All right. And this was written by, that's Lawrence Lane. And that's, Timmy, tell it's your great
That was my great uncle.
Great uncle. Sir. Right, Lawrence Lane. I just wanted to say it because folks may not have been here earlier when we explained who Lawrence Lane was. But anyway, let's hear this tune. This is new from their forthcoming album, Sounds of Kentucky Grass. Carolina Blue, Her True Love, Now Is Sleeping on WNCW.
One day while in the Frisco yard, my daily walk a-taken. The trees were green, the sky was blue, and all the birds were singing. Across the green and there I see a fair young maiden weeping. The tears she shed were for the dead. Her true love now is sleeping. Soft in mine and brush the tears aside. She gently smiled and said to me, love no other can I. Across the green and there I see a fair young maiden weeping. The tears she shed were for the dead. Her true love now is sleeping. Fair young maiden weeping. The tears she shed were for the dead. Her true love now is sleeping. Her true love now is sleeping.
WNCW Carolina Blue, Her True Love Now Is Sleeping, brand new music, world premiere. You know, I don't think I've said that often enough today.
We're excited about that.
World premiere. This is the unveiling.
Yeah. You guys were the first to ever play our music 10 years ago, so it's appropriate that we're doing this
here. That's very humbling, guys. I appreciate that. I mean, I'm glad to see you guys, you know, having some success and moving forward and really... We talked about how long it took you guys to do this record, and it's a lot of care and a lot of personal feeling in it, isn't it?
It is.
We went back and recut and edited and changed and re-sang stuff. We spent a lot of time on this, getting it just right, and I hope we did.
Yeah, we have.
So it becomes like your children. I mean, kind of, you know, you're... And of course, a special family tie for you, Timmy, and, you know, being your great uncle and all. Mm-hmm. But some great stories in there. Once again, we're going to unveil this. Or y'all are, not we. I'm putting myself
I hope
in
you'll
the.
Come.
I'd like to come, and I'm going to try to. But it is next month you're going to release this CD, right? June 10th?
Yes.
June 10th at the DFR Room in Brevard, North Carolina, 7:30 p.m. Everybody's invited.
Lovely Brevard, North Carolina.
If we have to turn any folks away, we'll do another one on the next day.
All right.
Yeah, come on and bring two or three with you when you come.
That sounds good. And you guys are going to, well, play a show, I'm sure, right?
We will. We'll be performing songs off the album, probably plus, you know, some of our older stuff, too.
Okay.
We're just going to have a big time.
There's one more thing, and I know we're talking about the new album, but I enjoyed this when you guys put it out on Facebook. The video that y'all did for the song from the current album.
Johnny Walker.
Yes, Johnny Walker. Yeah, and I've played that song 100 times on this show.
I've got a 3-year-old who just loves that. She'll say, "Daddy, why is Timmy in trouble?" Because he gets tied up in the video.
Where did y'all film that video?
On my farm.
Really?
Well, it's actually a farm. I don't own the farm, but it's a farm that we lease, that we operate. And I just thought that'd be a good place to do it, and that's where we did it.
Did you have fun doing it?
We did.
And didn't you share some outtakes too? There was an outtake video of
he took a spill.
Yeah, I like got killed on my own horse. Three of them horses was actually mine. And I've rode horses a long time and never really got too bad hurt, but for some reason up there, I don't know if it was the cameras or what, but I took a spill and come off, but wasn't nothing I couldn't handle, you know.
Are those videos up on YouTube?
They are.
Can you find them?
Yep. We got a blooper reel on there, too. It kind of shows all the funny, Lakin yelling at me and all that good stuff. The director's cut, kind
of. All right. On YouTube. And, of course, they have a Facebook page. You know, folks can follow you on that. And pretty easy to find if you just search Carolina Blue. I think it'll pop right up there. Facebook page. And what's your website address?
It's CarolinaBlueBand.com.
CarolinaBlueBand.com. We're going to play one more song, and tell me a little bit about this song called Take Me Back to Kentucky.
This is one that Lawrence wrote as well, and the melody of this song is like Monroe's Panhandle Country. And so, we were going to feature three fiddles on this song, so we decided why not have the fiddle play Panhandle Country. And David Johnson, who once again did an outstanding job with the fiddle work here, he and Timmy were looking at YouTube videos of Monroe doing Panhandle Country, and he played it just like Bobby Hicks and Joe Stewart played Panhandle Country. You know, it's what I like about it, and it's been said here that when the song comes on, everybody thinks it's Bill Monroe until the lyrics start, and it's a new song, you know, which is exactly what we're going for with this.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Well, all right, let's hear it. This is from the new album. Again, the title of the album, Sounds of Kentucky Grass. It is new, and as we mentioned a few moments ago, CD releases June 10th in Brevard. Carolina Blue, this is Take Me Back to Kentucky.
Kentucky, when I die, let them know where I want to go. Take me back to Kentucky, when just a boy, the place I recall where I rambled around through the woods. It may not sound like very much to you, but I'd go back there if I could. Take me back, take me back. Take me back to Kentucky. When I die, let them know where I want to go. Take me back to Kentucky. There's places I've been and things that I have seen, but I feel I am lucky to know when I'm done and my time is
come, I'll be at rest in Kentucky.
Take me back, to Kentucky.
When I die, let them know where I wanna go.
Take me back to Kentucky.
When I die, let them know where I want to go.
Take me back to Kentucky. Take me back to Kentucky.
Man, that is some awesome stuff right there. Carolina Blue, Take Me Back to Kentucky, from the new album, Sounds of Kentucky Grash. And y'all are telling me that leadoff single we heard a few minutes ago, Bonnie Goodbye, going to be available for load?
It'll be available for download on all the appropriate sites. I'm not sure. iTunes, Amazon.com. It'll be available on Monday. So, you know, go download that thing. Tim's got to pay some child support. So we appreciate
oh, no,
your help.
Oh, you didn't.
I ain't got no
youngin'. Oh, man, I can't believe he did that to you, Tim.
Oh, Lord.
All right, so a leadoff single. Glad we got to play that one today along with some of these other cuts. We ain't going to play all the cuts off. We don't want to be a complete spoiler. We wanted to give folks a taste, though, of what this record's sounding like.
We appreciate you having us down here. We've had a ball with you, and good to see you again.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure.
Well, I'd like to mention on here the Roy Chapman and Joe Byers Memorial Bluegrass Bash that Carolina Blue sponsors on November 5th in Roswell, North Carolina. Joe Mullins and the Radio Ramblers, Dave Adkins, our good buddies, the Slick Fisher Boys and Carolina Blue on November 5th this year. November 4th, excuse me.
Stand corrected.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you'll have a great turnout for the CD release party.
I sure hope so.
Thank you for letting us come down here and do this,
Jim. It is a pleasure. Glad to have you guys back here on the campus and here in the Megaplex after several months.
We've been practicing to come do Studio B. We're almost ready to get good enough to be down here, but
well,
it'll take us a month or two more practice.
Well, I don't see any reason why there couldn't be a future there. Maybe I'll have to give Martin Anderson a little little bug in the ear or something there. That'd be great. All right, thank you, Timmy Jones, Bobby Powell,
thank you, Jay.
Lakin Jones.
Appreciate you, Jim.
Thank you all for making the trip down here to the Megaplex today.